Hi, everyone. This is Friday night. It's our paranormal show, Creation Light Shift Healing. And the day today is June. Boy, year's about half over. So June 2nd, 2017. Let's clear the date for everybody. So this will work for this date right now, the day that you're living. And it goes back every year, typically, unless you pick something that you feel you were attached to. So here we go. Let's just release the energies. We'll see what happens for you. So here we go. Release the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So let's bring up the light beams on your monitor or monitor screen. You may have more than one. And here we go. It might be your cell phone. So bring in peace energy to you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we're going to help you release one situation, one thought. This is what we're doing, is we're releasing one thought of a situation that you're dealing with and taking away that timeline. So do that now. It could be emotional or mental. Here we go. You have to think of something. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's released. And we'll bring our co-host on. And we got a lot of questions tonight and testimonials, I think, and emails. So, Kathy, you're on, all ready to go?
I'm on. I'm ready. Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. As Ron said, today is Friday, June 2nd, 2017, and you're listening to Creation Light Shift Healing on BBS Radio Station 2. Ron Amatron is our host, and we have a page on Creation Light Shift. It's called Creation Light Shift BBS Radio, and on it we have a link to the fast chat feedback form where you can write in your comments and responses and reactions to healings that Ron does during the show. And also you can write your responses or questions to Ron to read here on the radio at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And tonight's Friday is our paranormal night, paranormal topics. And these are items that listeners have sent in during the week and are situations that are strange, have no explanation, or unusual, and could have some alien interference involved. So, Ron, we have a request for before we get started. I wondered if you could clear us of orbs, possibly, before we get going. Orbs, those alien orbs we can't see but are there all around us. Would that be possible?
Okay, so what color would you like tonight, Kathy?
I was thinking of orange orbs.
Okay, here we go, everybody. See if you have any orange orbs stuck to you. Here we go. We're releasing them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, that's the ones that's attached to the outside of you. Let's do some that could be inside of your body. So, we'd like to get some feedback from you if you felt something gurgle or go away or something. Here we go. So, orbs release, and hopefully you're not a baby factory for orbs, we'll call it here. So, let's see. So releasing him. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Or that or an incubator. So we'll see if you felt anything change on the inside of your body. It's kind of curious. Back to you, Kathy.
Yes, please write to Ron at clsquestions@yahoo.com, as I suggested before, or the fast chat feedback form on the BBS radio page. Underneath Ron's photo, you'll see a link that says BBS chat, quick link. And Ron, I did feel some sort of a gentle departure when you cleared the orbs out of us, out from within. That was different. It's kind of warm in that one area too. I'd like to hear how other people feel, and I'll be watching the inbox, Ron. So with some comments we got from other people, some suggestions, this being Paranormal Friday night, once in a while we get some recommendations or comments about alien films. And so tonight, Ron, you got one from a listener who writes about zombies in archive shows. She says, Ron, I used to wonder why they put out so many zombie movies. Now I understand that Hollywood shows us what's happening. We are like these zombies with all the energetic parasites, and who knows what else they have released on us. Then she says, she makes a suggestion for an archive. She says, October 10th, 20, 2008. You did a show where you release maggots from our brains, scarabs, snakes, and many other parasites. You said it was really gross for you.
Wow, yeah, wow. Should we do that tonight?
Well, yeah, that's a lot. Maggots, scarabs.
Okay, here we go. Maggots, everybody.
Uh-huh.
So here we go. Taking off some maggots out of your brain. So one, two, three, four. Yeah, it doesn't feel too good. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Beyond here. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 30. Okay, what's the next one?
Scarabs.
Scarabs, okay, here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay, next one.
Snakes.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. There we go, okay. Is there another one?
Octopus, please.
Okay. Well, I think a lot of these are on the Eliminate Alien Parasitic Life Form, so Alien Attack page. So here we go. Releasing these. So one, two, three, four, octopus tentacles and octopus. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. You may want to take a shower after the show is over. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Or even do it now if you're able to still listen to us. You know, hop in the shower quickly and maybe spend a couple minutes in there. Back to you, Kathy.
It's a good suggestion to take a shower after Ron clears us of energetic parasites, whether we're listening to this program live or during the 7-hour conference calls, the physical intensives that he does on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday. What's the great value in Ron doing this live, even though it's just a minor healing compared to the on-site website clearing he has called Eliminating Alien Attacks, where we can clear these in depth for many minutes. The value is that Ron gives us ideas of things to clear. And they're always something pretty significant that we might not have thought about on our own. For example, maggots in the brain. You know, just because having maggots in the brain makes us overlook a lot of things that are important to clear. So these are all sample healings, and there is a good suggestion that follows to shower because it will clear off the subsequent energetic debris that will be lingering around our aura. We don't want to go to bed with that, do we?
I hope that.
So the listener goes on to recommend Ron. She has been really enjoying listening to archives, and they are pretty darn good. Some of the older ones, like this is the one she really likes, is November 30th, 2007, and another one, August 21st, 2009. So
that goes back.
That goes back, yes, and there's just nice that she recommends these, because we could easily, you know, just overlook these too. We want to catch the recent ones, yes, but these older ones have quite a lot of valuable gems of info in them that we don't talk about anymore all the time. So thank you, listener, for your great suggestions, and that led to Ron clearing maggots out of our brains, scarabs, snakes, and octopus. Thank you for that, Ron.
Yep.
Hope everyone's feeling the benefits of that, or will. Now, we'll move on to the next letter. So this topic, Ron, is about gorillas. She shares that she had an interesting experience. She went to visit gorillas at the local zoo. And she was playing an animal healing show that has a lot of animal healings on it. It's an archive, September 8th, 2014. It's really great to play for animals. You do healings in two places on that archive. So soon after that visit, she says she was contacted psychically by a female gorilla, and it cried grief. She found out that one of them had died of some kind of virus. About a week ago, on Saturday night, visit to the lightship, a big male gorilla was visiting my bedroom. I just saw glimpses of him, and he was gentle and curious, looking at my daughter's stuffed animals and our rebounder trampoline. I immediately thought he might be the male gorilla who died. Then later on, a female was in my room with her baby, and I took them up to the lightship with me as pets. I had a glimpse of one of the doctors looking at the baby. I couldn't help myself. I didn't know they could do what they did. Ron, do you think they were really the gorillas from the zoo? That's what it seemed like to me. I heard a soft voice.
Yes.
Say that again, Ron.
It does feel that way to me.
Yes, okay.
Let's say yes.
Okay, oh, nice. She says, I heard a soft voice in my head later saying, I will take it from here, referring to them, the gorillas. The last time I saw the big male, he had gone to the river by our home and was sitting there. I felt so pleased, and I also felt a little sadness. Now I have noticed many wild animals coming close to our home. So that was her experience after playing the animal healing show on September 8, 2014. She made some gorillas heal, I guess.
Yeah, very, very sweet. Yeah, very nice. What I do at times, you know, besides the animal that I maybe see as, I guess, you know, roadkill, I guess you could call it, you know, I pick their spirits up and put them in the car with me, and they'll sometimes, if it's a deer or a chipmunk or something, you know, you can actually feel them in the vehicle. Or it could be a dog or a cat, and you know they're a little traumatized, and I take that away, and they'll ride with you for quite a while. Sometimes they'll want to get on the dashboard and look out the window. But aside from the two and four leggeds, you know, including birds, for tree spirits, if you see any of the at least where we are now, they're doing logging, unfortunately. But anyway, I won't get into that too much, but. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can actually see and feel the tree spirit on the logs, on the logging truck, and that's really, you know, painful for me. So I have that spirit go into another live tree. So trees could have more than one spirit in them. So you if you are sensitive and you can feel that, or you see somebody cutting a tree down, you can, you know, connect with that tree spirit. And have it go into another tree, and another tree would normally accept it fine. So that way you can have more than one spirit in a tree. But anyway, I thought I'd just pass that on. So back to you.
Okay, well, that was interesting about the spirits in the trees and the animals that were hitchhiking in your car.
Yeah, it's kind of neat to see their energies, because they do hang out for a while, and then, they do leave after they're healed. And anyway, that's what I do when I see things that are dead on the side of the road. It's anyway.
Yeah, that's nice. I bet lots of us wish we could do that when we see such things on the side of the road. Kind of wonder what they're going through.
You can just call my name and have me pick them up, and I'll be there instantly and take them away.
Okay. Hear that, everyone? If you see an injured or deceased animal, what did you say, Ron? Call your name?
Call my name. Just say Ron Amatron. Pick up the spirit of this dead whatever,
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be there instantly and grabbing it and take it away.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That would be very good. Okay, thank you, Ron, for that. For the offering to do that. Okay, everyone, so now you have something to do when you see something, some poor creature, you can rescue it another way. You can do something really wonderful, send it to the light ship, send it to Ron for the to be put in quarantine on the creation light ship. Okay, Ron, well, we'll move on. And now we are going to change the subject slightly, but another paranormal question. This is called, What Happened to My Light Being? This listener had an activated light beam picture in the sunroof above my head in her car. She liked having it there. The other day, the sunroof opened all by itself, and the light beam picture disappeared into the roof. So she wants to know, is it still working for her even though she can't see it, or does it need to be deactivated now? There is no way to get it out. Is it still working for her, Ron? She can't see it.
Yeah, it will still work, yes. Uh-huh. It's still working.
Okay. Well, the reason she asks is because you've often said that the light beam picture has to be out and showing. You can't just put it in a drawer or stick it in a book or something.
Yeah, this is a different situation, though.
Okay, good. Just checking. All right, next question. Testimonial about one of Ron's really great healings called Clone Bodies on Clone Earth. And we talk about it several times, past shows this year, and last year quite a bit. So this listener says, I remember Ron recommended in particular the cloned bodies on cloned earth clearing. And I thought then, yes, I have to do this. I finally got around to it and put it on number 18 intensity.
Uh-oh.
So I could feel something happening. I felt the energy of the clearing intensely throughout my head, shaking and swiveling from side to side. I felt stuff being ripped out of my body, things torn out of me, even down to my basic body blueprint at cellular level. I even at one point started speaking out loud in strange tongues, but I doubt if that was the Holy Spirit. Next day, though, I was smashed and could hardly get up and had a totally dysfunctional day. This is not for the faint-hearted, but worth it, I am sure. I still have dreams, though, unfortunately. I do feel a little lighter, some weight off my back. He says, thank you for being the only lifeboat I know of on this Titanic.
Okay.
Yeah, this is one of your listeners, Ron, from the UK, and he's done quite a few healings, and he's always good about, letting us know his reactions to these in an email because he can't be on during the show. So we appreciate that, listener. And so I'll go on to read something else he wanted to let you know, Ron, that he was thinking. He says, recently Ron described working with our current Earth as a time waster for all the problems here. The Titanic is sinking fast. And it shocked me, but I had to admit that this is how I have been feeling, a kind of uttermost hopelessness, which is not personal, and that I am living in a gigantic virtual corpse, which the aliens, like vultures, have sensed and have come in to feed off before ascension. The world feels like a very old man, filled up with timelines and contaminants, whose life force is almost gone. I have a little money and long summer holidays, so I have resolved to do a number of lifetime clearings. I feel like I am literally liberating parts of myself, spirit, and body. At present, life is a real roller coaster still, but I'm hoping with more clearings I can stabilize in peace and on the new earth more. Question, will there be any warning at all for ascension, or will it be like our own death, sudden and in the now before we know it? Over to you, Ron.
Yeah, there should not be any warning, because the light it only works in the now, so there couldn't be a warning, because that means that it would have to be in judgment and duality in order to figure out a timing sequence, you see. So it doesn't work with time. So it just works, and that's it. Just like the healings that I do. I don't necessarily wait a certain amount of time. I may use counting to command the energy, but once I stop, it's done. And that's the way, you know, the light works. So there's really nothing that I can tell you and say, yeah, you know, we got like, 10 days before this happened at so-and-so time. No, everything happens instantly. So I don't even have a warning. And that's why I put up the Earth transport clearing to help people with that. And then actually now we have the new Earth that, as you start doing clearings and you're able to have your spirit go to the new Earth, so it's already there, we'll say, once you start doing some clearings. And if you have uncontaminated spirit parts, I don't know if anybody on the planet has uncontaminated ones, but I'll just see that as an option. So the new Earth only will take uncontaminated parts of life. And so when you do a clearing, and especially the whole lifetime clearings, which is what people need, that cleans off your spirit, making it uncontaminated, and it now can go to the new Earth. And you can visit your Earth spirit when you are in peace and off of the timelines. The timelines will not allow you to go to the new Earth. Another way of stating that, when you're thinking, you're not on the new Earth because you're in mind energy and you're in darkness. So remember, there's only two energies. There's in the now, source energy, and then there's timelines and the alien agenda and the law of cause and effect and everything else that's out there that you're creating your own reality by your thoughts. So that's what you're used to doing. And there's no energy there of source energy. And your spirit does not live in that energy either. Your mind can, and your mind can project whatever you would like to perceive. And like I talk about the battle of the minds, you know, that's what people do when they are using the law of cause and effect. You know, it's the battle of the mind. The strongest person, or maybe the strongest witch out there, can get results where maybe you can't do that. So that's strictly all mind energy. So in order to go to the new Earth, that energy does not exist there. And you can't think your way into the new Earth of peace. You have to actually, like, do the mind-to-heart drop, where you become peaceful and out of time. Anyway, that's your safe haven. And that's where you can visit. And you might feel yourself walking in the now on the new Earth, and also on the earth that you were born into, which you could call the old earth, but it's still here, so to everybody else, it's still the earth. But the earth of light is now recreated, so you can go there if you choose to. And your body can go there according to how much contamination is released out of it. And what's released out of your body will go to the new earth. So back to you.
So I think he says it well, Ron, just like he was all planning to go take to do more clearings and then join in more with the new earth to be more at peace. And that's what it takes, just like you said. And for those who might be wanting to know a little bit more about what Ron's talking about regarding the new earth, he had made an announcement about it on March 26th and sent out an email to everybody, and it was discussed quite frequently on the radio program here, BBS Radio, on Ron's show. And so you can catch up to some of those archives about it in, towards the end of March. If you just want to read the announcement, you can go to Ron's we have another page on the where the fast chat feedback form is, and it's the on the quick chat. You'll see you can go into the top of the quick chat link from the BBS radio page, and there's an icon there that says New Earth, and it's the New Earth announcement there for you to read, and it gives a lot of detail. So we're making that available for you on the quick chat link, because as time goes by, we're saving these important things there for reference as they come up on the radio. So there's no warning for ascension. As Ron has said many times, we are in the now, and it's just best to do as much as you can to be prepared. As for all the instructions he's been giving over the last few years. So let's see. Now, Ron, some more paranormal questions. Somebody felt a jolt. Let me get back to that email. Okay. Before she got up this morning, she felt her body jolt. She was awake, but she was still laying down, trying to go back to sleep. That was weird. I didn't think much of it. Then I listened to an archive, and Ron did a clearing to get the body back in line and said that if you get jolted, this will help. I thought that was interesting that happened today.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do a quick clearing for people. This will be, I can't do a complete one, 100% clearing, but I'll do... what I can do for your 108 magnetic bodies. So here we go. I'll just count to 10, and the ones that are really whacked out will be better than what they were. I can't say they'll be fixed completely, but you may feel more of yourself coming back to you instantly. So here we go. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. So that's just a quick one of the 108 body, the magnetic twisted body clearing. So you should feel a little better. Back to you.
Okay, thank you for that. That was the magnetic twisted body clearing, Ron clearing the effects of being jolted. Okay, so the next comments. This person saying, this is still the person from the UK, Ron. He's going to do the dark side mind practitioner clearing. And the thing is, he's gone to so many gurus, healers, channelers, etc. He can't even remember all of the names. Could that be a problem?
He might just do the maybe the Curse of Hexes spell clearing, because that's very, very similar. And that one is sort of generic, where you don't have to put anybody's name in.
Yeah, that's a really good clearing, too. I've done that. And it does lift off a lot of heavy energy that you don't know where it came from. But anyway, he goes on to say, I can vouch for what Ron says. There is always a price to pay for healings from the dark side posing as the light. I was unsure of this man, but went to him anyway, and he was quite well known in the United States for energy healing. And I went to him for a bad pain in my left foot because I could hardly walk. I was amazed when the pain just vanished after one session. But shortly afterwards, I had terrible flu and later received a letter from his assistant that she was breaking off with him because he had threatened her life. He was not what he seemed. So he said that he has studied psychology, and he was wondering if you think he should include the names of psychologists that he knows in his dark side practitioner clearing.
Yeah,
back to you.
I would say that would be good. So I'll just kind of describe that slightly in case you're wondering. Anybody who is putting energy your way, okay? So it's sort of like energetic courting. So we can just say that maybe you've been to church, you know, in the past. And, you know, you could also put that priest or ministers or whatever name is, person up there who's reading out of, you know, out of the Bible or whatever. You can put their name in as a dark side practitioner because they are connecting with you as you're talking. So they're trying to weave this web around you and the congregation, so that you're being mind-controlled according to the alien's belief that runs the church. If you remember that each church has maybe some type of alien or alien faction or group or something attached to that church, and they're using the person who's up there, you know, behind the podium to run this energy as they're talking to you. And they're putting on top of that energy, just like AM radio, where you have the carrier wave, and then you modulate that with maybe a song or somebody talking. And so they're talking as a carrier wave, and everybody's listening to the carrier wave, but what's really coming to you as the person is talking, there's a lot more energy coming into your body and around your body as these aliens are attempting to connect to you. So anybody that you have listened to, typically that is trying to persuade you into something or give you a different value system, then you may want to put their name in. And that could even be school teachers, you know. Especially, you know, like if we'll just say you're in the third grade, you know, and all the kids are kind of unruly this one day, and the teacher gets kind of PO'd at the students, so maybe they take, you know, the ruler or something and slap the table, right, to get the attention for the students. And right away, everybody jumps because that noise scared them out of their body, and then the teacher's angry at them. So right away, you got a lot of things happening to you just by that one little situation. And now the teacher's, you know, probably transmitting stuff to you because you're out of your body momentarily and you don't know what's going on and what entity will say, just like zombies are going to be in that body connecting to your physical body, causing you harm. I'll do a clearing for that. This probably has happened to everybody listening here. It may not be at school, but it could be somewhere else, maybe even your parents possibly. But here we go. Just think of something, if you can, when that happened. If not, I'll just take the worst one that you're dealing with and release the energy. So here we go, counting to 20 because it could be kind of heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. There we go. So might feel a little better. Remember, your past life in this lifetime, every second that you live is still with you on timelines. So you're living those lives, you know, zillions of them, plus the one that you're doing right now. So back to you.
Hey, thank you for that healing. That was that a dark side mind practitioner type of a healing, Ron?
In a sense, it was, yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was good. We've talked a lot about different healings and paranormal subjects, and someone else recommended a Netflix movie, Ron. I don't know if you've heard of it. Let's see if you have. It's called The Host. This person says that it talks about how aliens use our bodies. Just as you tell us, Ron, as is described in the Eliminating Alien Attack page, there's a whole lot of information on there about how we're being used as hosts. And it's very detailed, but the movie talks about it too, and this person said it's a fascinating movie. It's called The Host, and it's on Netflix. Okay, so, Ron, you could have made that movie, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, another paranormal shackle type of question for you, Ron. This listener says, it became clear to me with the help of friends that over many lifetimes I was punished with shackles because I did not obey. I said no. So it's good to hear the word obey and no. Both have the vowel O. I shut down completely many times in my current life when I said no or didn't agree with others, receiving for that punishment in different forms from my involvements. I'm experiencing the flight or fight syndrome. Mm-hmm. So they go on to say that they're looking forward to this Saturday's shackle removal call. So thank you for that, listener. And yes, you'll want to clear those words too, and I'm sure you have already, and the natal barcode removal clearing, and as well as in the alien. What's it called? The ones for the words.
The keyword intercept.
Keywords. Yeah. Thanks. Because these are keywords, obey and no.
And even put
and yeah, many
your,
of us were punished for doing that, for saying those words.
And even the natal barcode might help.
Yeah, so anyway, the call is tomorrow. It sounds like this person's going to be on it again, and maybe they were on the one that you had just last, was it just last Saturday?
The 27th.
And so now Ron will hold the same shackles removal call again tomorrow, Saturday, June 3rd, at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. If you're on Ron's mailing list, you've gotten a couple of notices trying to get the word out fast because the time was short. And the instructions for paying through PayPal and receiving your phone number and PIN number are on the last mailing from Creation Lightship that was sent out yesterday, June 1st. You follow those instructions, you should get your PIN. If you follow those instructions or weren't able to because you sent the payment in already, let us know and we'll send you the phone number and the PIN. No problem, as long as you indicate you've paid somehow. Through the email address,
and
either to clsquestions@yahoo.com or creationlightship@yahoo.com if you've paid tomorrow at the last minute there.
Yeah, that's great. So the last page on PayPal, you have to scroll down, and it says, I think, return to merchant or something like that, and that's what
mm-hmm.
you click on. And then you will go directly to the website, our website, and then scroll down a little bit, and it will be the codes that we listed, the phone number and the login, okay? Or the PIN number, I should say. So anyway, that's how you do it. PayPal has changed the way their format is, so you don't get two emails. But you do go back to the website automatically when you click that, return to merchant. So do that, and the codes are right there for you. And then you can bring your pets up and animals tomorrow also. So that's quite wonderful that they have had shackles on them. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Yes, Ron, should we have some water ready for activation at the head of the call, at the start of the call?
Yeah, typically we do 5 waters, maybe up to 8, so just get some glasses ready. And then you can mark what they are as we do the waters. So do we have anything coming in from what we have cleared today off people, like the stuff in the brain?
I'll look and let you know. Right now someone's writing, thank you very much for permission to help dead, traumatized animals. So, yes, Ron does advise us that if we see a dead, traumatized animal on the side of the road or something, we can call out his name and ask him to take it to the Creation Light Ship to help it out of its trauma and suffering. Very nice. What a relief. Okay, another question. Shackle versus decording. My observation could be serious cording. Could we be shackled to things in our lives now and places similar to how we are corded?
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if they are corded, should they...
And you could feel a lot of energy, like by watching movies. So, like I mentioned before, maybe there's a movie on that deals with life a couple hundred years ago or so. And maybe it's a documentary, you know, or something, or just a movie itself. And you relate to some of the buildings or maybe the dress, the way the mannerisms are, you know. Maybe there's racism in the movie, and you kind of relate to all these things. So you know that you've been there. Well, you're still living those lifetimes, okay? You're just viewing your life that you're living 200 years ago. Remember, your spirit does not recognize that, but your body does. It'll separate your body and your spirit. Your spirit gets deprogrammed after each lifetime and has no remembrance of anything of another lifetime, but your body does. Because your body has genetics in it, and it's going to know. It's just like, you know, there's things that your body knows automatically how to live here. For myself, it's a little more difficult because I have to kind of teach myself how to live here. So I do things that may not be too normal at times, or things that could be where I can get hurt, not realizing it, because I don't have that body memory. So my genetics have been, like, you know, altered and basically turned off, so I don't take on a lot of energy from people. And so that's the reason for that. But, you know, for a regular person who's been here for a long time, they know how to live here, and they know what's dangerous and what isn't. And so for me, it's like kind of being like a babe in the woods, you know. But, you know, I'll catch it on as I get older, you know. Hopefully I'll be here for a while longer. But anyway, that what you're seeing on those movies is you live in that lifetime, in that time frame, and you're still there on timelines. So if you see something very disturbing on a movie that's, you know, maybe portraying something, you know, 200-300 years ago, then or even further, then you know that, man, you're living that life, you better get out of it, do some timeline crashing on it. So, you know, maybe you watch the movie and they're going to put your head on the chopping block, you know, and you see that axe come out or whatever they're using, and now your body's kind of shaking and trembling. Well, you probably have an entity in you that got its head cut off, and your body may not remember that unless it was passed on to you from your soul family. So remember, your soul family has the records of all of your lifetimes. So people can say, well, if I had my head chopped off, how can I remember that? Well, your soul family has that remembrance, okay? Because you were dead at that lifetime, so you shouldn't have any memories of anything. But maybe you remember from your soul family's recordings of your lifetime back then, you know, maybe you're actually seeing them put your head back on your body, wrapping you up and burning you or something, you know, and you go, man, but I died. Well, that's the reason, because that stuff is still with you. So you want to do timeline crashes on, especially things that you're really terrified about, because you are living that lifetime. So back to you.
So, Ron, a question just came in on this topic. What if we are now in a different race? How is it that our body is remembering? For example, we have a memory of being African-American, but we are not that now. How is the body remembering?
It's going back to your soul family, and that's all the data. You could use the term Akashic Records, but your soul family has all that data, and you can pull that right into you. And so can other soul family members, because your spirit can body hop between different soul family members. So you do get the information to you, even though you may not remember it. And even though your skin could be a different color than what, the race that you're remembering. You know, maybe you're saying, maybe in this lifetime you're a white person, for instance, and you go, wow, I can remember being an Aborigine, you know, what's going on here, you know? Or maybe I can remember being Chinese, but I'm not Chinese now, but I do have some traits, and I kind of recognize that. Well, the body has that in its genetics. So at some point, your great-great-great ancestors will say, we're that, and you just have that energy of crossbreeding put into your body, so you can remember it, even though you may not even look like it. And then we have had things on YouTube where maybe African people have white children, and then you wonder, well, and then also you have white people that have black children. It's like, well, this is kind of strange, but it could be that genetics coming forward, or the baby was actually a test tube baby on an alien ship, and the mother now is carrying some kind of offspring of aliens or a hybrid, or even somebody else's baby. So that's a possibility, too. But I don't want to go too far into that, but you may see people that the child's born, and they don't even look like the parents. They go, oh, where'd this thing come from, you know? Because it doesn't have normally you have facial features that are kind of similar, and the baby looks completely different. Well, that's probably an alien incubator, you know, or they switched out your baby that you had. Now, this can be kind of bad to say, but they gave you somebody else, or they made a mistake. Maybe they abducted, 50 women at one time, and somehow they made a mistake and swapped two babies, just like they have in hospitals here. I remember hearing a story about that.
Yeah.
That parents, mothers had the wrong baby.
Yeah.
So back to you.
Well, Ron, this is an intriguing subject. Maybe we could talk about it more in depth on another one of your four radio shows during the week.
Oh,
Ron
okay.
does have a radio show tomorrow, 7 o'clock, same station 2, 7 p.m. Pacific time, Saturday night on the live ship. So there were quite a few questions and comments in the inbox that would be probably more suitable for that show, and I left them in there for the next co-host. But now I'd like to read, Ron, a testimony that you received from that earlier healing you did for the orange orbs. This person writes, I felt a few hot spots released from my body and a sense of relief. Thank you. So I think
great.
That sums it up pretty well, how I was feeling too, and maybe others. It's great to have those orbs out and away. Okay, Ron, someone suggested clearing for tomorrow's show the intestines, because they said that maybe we have shackles on our intestine or stomach lining, and that might be why we feel the need to or the compulsion to eat certain food. So maybe we could put that on the list. What do you think?
I guess that could be a possibility. Imagine everything has been played out here about experimenting and torturing people. So, you know, maybe they, I don't know. I don't want to get into that too much. It's kind of graphic, but watching the movie, what was it? Bret Hart, is that what it was?
Which one? The host?
Bret Hart. Braveheart or Bret Hart or something?
Braveheart?
Was that the movie?
Yes,
where they
Braveheart.
Took his intestines out at the end of it? Braveheart, maybe. Was that it?
Braveheart, yes.
Yeah, that was not good.
Well, I think Wednesday's program, you were talking about we were talking about entities, and also on the archive that was played on Monday, entities subject came up. So it's always been your recommendation to do the entity clearing when someone has a compulsion, or you could also call it craving or even an addiction to certain kinds of food. And those of us who've tried that probably would agree that that does work. And there are times when you've done clearings on the radio programs for a particular food that we might want at the time. Like you suggested, certain things that we get, crunchy things or sweet things, our favorite one of those, to think about it, and you would take away the attractive energy on it, the charge on it, and that does work. So I think that's more appropriate than maybe shackles to the intestine, because it's kind of like, yeah, it's an attachment, but not the same.
Yeah, and just going sideways slightly here, so we'll just say that you're listening and you happen to be a coffee drinker, okay? And I'd say probably maybe 80% of the people listening probably are, okay? So we'll just say that you're a coffee drinker, and you wake up in the morning and you have your cup of coffee, or you go to a coffee house or whatever, and you have that. What you might try, you want to write this down, because the entities in you that come in to get that coffee, for whatever reason, maybe they're attracted to a person behind the counter, or they like the store they go into, or whatever. But write this down. So instead of having your coffee tomorrow, just try this here. To do your, I now increase my life force energy. But remember, if you don't write it down, the entities are going to have you forget it. And after you have your coffee, then that thought's probably going to come back to you that you should have done it. And you go, oh, rat. So, put that on your coffee machine or something, or on your steering wheel of your car as you're driving down to that coffee house, And just do, I now increase my life force energy, and do that 50 times. And just see if maybe your energy is higher than drinking coffee. It's just an experiment. It's, I might just save you, $3.50 or something, or $5 for the cup of coffee. So, you might be able to do that in its place, just to try it as a sample of an experiment. You're just experimenting for one day. So, and remember, everything is out there that you're probably dealing with, where there's a problem or situation. Entities come in to try to persuade you, or they just come in and take your energy because they have that same experience that you're dealing with. And the next thing that can happen is you could be courted, just like we're talking about with the coffee, Maybe the manager of the coffee house is going, oh boy, we're going to have 1,000 people before noon today, and they're putting out their mojo to bring people in because they saw everybody come in, weeks before, and they know the clientele. I've even been in places that had, people's names on the coffee cups, They get their own cup off the wall or something. But anyway, you might just try that just for the heck of it. But courting is another one. If you're having situations or problems, you could be having an energetic court coming into you as somebody's trying to persuade you and or do the mojo on you. Dark side practitioner, is one of those things. and that's how they connect to you, is through energetic cording. Anyway, back to you, Kathy. And I will say tomorrow is our birthday party on the light ship, so you want to come if you want to have some type of dessert. So that'll be birthday party for people born in June. So back to you.
Yes, I try to eat my desserts on the Creation Light Ship where they're extra tasty and they have no caloric value. Really a great treat, the best of both worlds. So back to the shackle call. Some comments just came in. Someone wrote in that that they recommended releasing shackles to places and objects besides people that they're shackled to. And someone else said, the last shackle call last week, you did remove the shackle from an intestine, which surprised me, they said. And then another testimony about the orange orb removal that you did from within the body. And this listener writes that they felt a release from their liver, and it filled them with warmth. Well, that's nice. So we never really thought, at least I don't think so, that there were orbs flying around inside us, that they were lodged on some body part, reading it. And that's what's so nice about doing these healings with Ron on the radio is that, again, he's giving us ideas of things that we never would have thought of. So if you have the orb removal healing, perhaps, Ron, we can use it to also clear from within, like you did. What do you say?
Yeah, we're trying, yeah. So if you have a situation going on, maybe there's something with your esophagus, possibly. Maybe you have stomach acid coming up from your stomach or something. You might try to see if the orbs are causing that. You never know. You just look at it as like energy that's unblocked versus blocked energy, okay? So if you have blocked energy, you're going to have problems. So just look at the problem now as maybe orb-related. And just, do the orb clearing and just see what happens. And you could probably specify a location after your name if it's not set up that way on the website. I think it just is basic, a general clearing to release it, but put the location, like maybe if you have heartburn or something, then put down maybe, your stomach, and orbs, and just see what happens.
Yeah, I can see this working well in conjunction with the body organ restoration call you're going to have on on June 24th, I think it is, coming up.
Wait, teleconference. I think it's a Saturday.
Saturday, June 24th.
24th, okay, got it.
Yeah, body restoration conference call, body organs. So, yeah, there are orbs, so many things going on. It's just mind-boggling. So that's why it's good to listen to these shows. And, Ron, someone wrote in just now saying that they're in London. They're listening live because they really like hearing the live calls, even though it's 3 in the morning when they start over in London. But they are from California. They're visiting, and they're also going to be on the shackle call tomorrow in the middle of the night while they're in London. And they were on last week's shackle call, too, so they're doing it again. So a lot of value in that. And she said that she met you just recently. She's a newbie. She met you at the expo in February, the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles. So that's good, hearing from a newbie, and they took the time to write from London. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to hear from people taking the time to write in the middle of the morning there, in the middle of the night. So that's good. Let me see if there's any more testimonies.
I'll do for everybody, I'll do a real quick here. You get a glass of water in the next minute, and I'll do a since the person's in England there, Well, he'll do some sleeping water for everybody. I do this on our conference calls that we have, but I'll just do it since she's probably needs to go to sleep after this year. So get some good glass of water, and we'll charge it up in a minute or two. But back to you.
Okay, everyone, get a glass of water while I read this last couple of comments. Someone said they got the shivers up and down their spine from one of the healings you did. So they felt something release. Now here's a testimony for what you can expect. It describes what you can expect, well, at least this person had this experience, with the shackles removal. And this person writes, Ron, last Saturday's shackles removal call worked strongly on my head, shoulders, and neck. I had a knot at the back of my neck, and within minutes, it was gone. And my neck is flat. Around the jaw area, removing shackles has eliminated pain I have had for some time, as well as my shoulders. All of the 7 hours was so good. And then you removed pins. I now have no pain in my head, neck, shoulders, ankles, especially my feet, and I have more freedom of movement. I'm so grateful for this. It's just a miracle. So, this person is one of your regular listeners. I recognize the name, and they've done a lot of clearings over the years for a long time. So, this person knows what they're talking about, and it's really a good example of how well these clearings can work over the phone during these conference calls. And the shackles removal was very effective for a lot of people. So this person had some specific body areas. So is there going to be a time, Ron, when we can ask for specific body area healing during the call?
I'll probably do that at the maybe the last half an hour. So you'll be able to select your own particular situation that you want to have the shackles off on. So it'll be a two-hour call. So the last half an hour is when we're going to have you specify what you'd like to have released. What area? So let's do the water charging. So just hold your glass of water. And I'll count to 10 to energize it. It'll be a sleeping water type of thing to relax you, okay? It'll be peace water. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you want more energy in it, we'll do it again. Some people may have a hard time sleeping, so we'll do one extra dose on it here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Okay, so when you're ready to go to bed, just drink the water. And normally, you know, it'll make you very, I won't say sleepy, but you'll be in peace. And it'll help to make you fall asleep fast within probably 5 minutes. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron. Well, we've done the announcement for the call tomorrow. A reminder to have water ready. It's 6 minutes after the hour, so I think we'll just say good night now and turn it back over to you for the mind to heart drop. Thank you for all the healings tonight.
So I'll either be sending out the phone numbers if you don't have it and PIN number either tonight. Depends how busy I am right now, or tomorrow. So either way, you will get it. And I always check my emails a half an hour before the call anyway. So here we go, everybody. So mind to heart drop must command your spirit out loud. So here we go. Say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And here we go. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards to facilitate this. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go, everybody. So thank you, listeners. And thank you, Kathy. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And we'll see you later, hopefully on the call tomorrow, to release these shackles that are either physical, on timelines, or energetic. So bye, everybody. Blessings.